马太福音第二章。
Let us turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 2.
马太第二章。
NIV Bible, Matthew chapter 2.
新约圣经第二面很容易找的。马太第二章第一节到十二节。
It's in our Matthew chapter 2 in our New Testament.
我们可以一起来念马太第二很熟的一段经文。
This is a passage quite familiar to all of us.
马太福音第二章第一节开始，新约圣经第二面，左边。
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1.
当叙利王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。第三节，我们也可以一起念啊。希律王听见了，就心里不安；耶路撒冷各城的人也都不安。他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒。”因为有先知记着说：“犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。”第七节，安安的招了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就差他们往伯利恒去，说：“你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信我，我好去拜他。”他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，掘开宝盒，那黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示，必要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。我们就念到这个位置。
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was quite disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Verse 8, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with the mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened the treasures and presented him. Then they opened the treasure and presented gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in the dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
好，我们看见这几个博士给我们一个非常好的榜样。
We saw in the Magi a great model for all of us.
我们看到他在东方，从东方来到耶路撒冷。
They came all the way from the east to Jerusalem.
他们有一个目的。
They have a purpose.
的目的是什么呢？
What is their purpose?
第十一节告诉我们说，
Verse 11 tells us,
这个告诉我们说特来拜他，对不对？
They come to worship him.
我们看见他，那你看见那个将在这个第二节告诉我们说特来拜他。
Verse 2 tells us they come for the purpose of worshiping him.
后来我们看见那小孩子之后呢，这几个博士也来拜他。
But and when they saw the child, they bow down and worship him.
我们知道当耶稣就降生的时候啊
，When Jesus was born,
这是个是非常轰动的事情，对不对？
This is quite an event.
是众人所等候极其长的一段时间。
This is what the people have been waiting for a long, long time.
所以耶稣来到这是一件很大的事情。
So this is quite an event when the birth of Jesus was quite an event.
这个几个博士是研究天文呢，天文对不对？
These magi's are scholars in studying in the cosmos.
我们看见他星象的变化的时候，他知道有不寻常的事情发生了。
They observe that in the sky there are changes.
所以他们特别从东方波斯的地方启程到耶路撒冷来找一个非常重要的人物。
So they journeyed from Persia all the way to come to meet this important person.
你看他们到耶路撒冷的时候啊，他们要寻找他。
So when they came into Jerusalem, they immediately looked for him.
我们说那时候不像现在这么方便，有什么特别的新 GPS 啊，或者导航的东西都没有啊，就是看那个星来走那条路的，对不对
？So they journeyed to Bethlehem just following the star, and you should know that they don't have GPS at that time.
我看到这个几个博士真的很有一个虔诚敬畏。敬畏神的心啊，
So we can see that they have a very sincere and heart. They sincerely want to worship the Lord.
特别来拜他。第二节说，特来拜他，走这么远的路，特来拜他。
So they purposely travel a long distance just to worship the Lord.
我们不要忘记
，Let's not forget.
当时是希律作王，
That time Herod was a king.
他们听到消息说，那当身在耶路撒冷的那个新的犹太人的王，他们在哪里？他听见的时候，心里面肯定是很不舒服的。
So when King Herod heard the news that there was a newborn king of Israel, he was definitely quite disturbed.
当他心里面产生不舒服的时候，他告诉了几个博士说：“你找到之后啊，你回来告诉我，我也好去敬拜他。”
So he told the magi, Look for the child and come back and report to me, and I will go and worship him too.
其实我们知道，也许在人看来，这有两个王当中，这有两个王。
So we can see there will be two kings.
一个是希律王，地上的王。
One is Herod, king of the world.
一个就是天上的王，耶稣基督。
And the other is king of heaven, Jesus Christ.
所以地上的王妒忌天上的王。
So the king of the earth it has is jealous of the king of the heaven.
我们看到这博士真正的敬拜，特意的拜耶稣基督。
We see that the magi has come to worship the real king.
希律王是假的敬拜。
But Herod, although he said he wanted to worship the king, he was not sincere.
当他听到这消息，耶稣要做犹太人之王的时候，他心里面真的很不平安的。
So he was not very peaceful when he heard of the news.
第三节告诉我们说，希律王听见的就心里不安。
So in verse 3 we see that when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed.
而且耶路撒冷各城的人呢、啊，也都不安。
The same as all Jerusalem with him.
也许将来真的不久，有不寻常的事情发生，真的。有那种危机发生。
So we can see that something eventful is going to happen.
所以我们看基督的降生造成这么大轰动的事情。
So when Jesus was born, it created quite a commotion.
但是我们看见这个几个博士真正来到耶路撒冷，是敬拜耶稣基督， 真诚的敬拜主，专一的敬拜主。
But there is no doubt that the Magi came with all their heart to worship the Lord.
啊，第二件事情，这几个博士他是为主的缘故啊，为基督的缘故，他们舍己，不怕这个代价的。
The second point that we can see is that they sacrificed themselves in order to worship Jesus.
所以第二章第一节告诉我们说
，Chapter 2, verse 1 tells us.
他说他在东方看到那个星的出现。
When the Magi saw the star first appear in the east.
那时候耶稣就已经降生了。
That was the time when Jesus was born.
也许在马槽里，对不对？
This he probably was in the manger.
当几个博士到了耶路撒冷的伯利恒的时候啊
，But when the Magi arrived in Bethlehem,
你看十一节
，Let us look at verse 11.
不是在马槽里面的
，The child is no longer in the manger.
在个小房子，看到吗？进了房子，不是进了马槽。
So the child was in the house.
这再加上。希律王杀那些婴孩大概有两岁以内至少说这几个博士的行程啊，从东方波斯骑骆驼到耶路撒冷至少两年的时间来朝见这个圣婴孩
So if you recall the Magi started way back from Persia and there was also we will recall that he wrote order that the two theEvery child born during that time be killed. So that must be a total about 2 years.
所以我们看这几个博士真的不怕辛苦，不怕路途遥远，专心一致的，一定要朝见这位要来的救主。
So you can see that the Magi overcame difficulty in order to come to worship the king.
他们也不怕辛苦，他们愿意付这个代价来见耶稣基督。
They're not afraid of the long journey. They're not weary. They just want to worship the king.
今天给我们一个很好的提醒啊。
This gave us a very good lesson today.
今天我们敬拜上帝，我们不需要走太远的地方。
Today, when we worship God, we don't have to travel far.
不需要跑两年的日子才到那某个可以敬拜的地方。
We don't have to spend 2 years on the road.
我们可以随时在你家附近。就是有礼拜堂有教堂你可以去去听福音去敬拜耶稣基督
We can find churches in your neighborhood and we can worship God and listen to the sermons
所以当你来教会敬拜神的时候我不要说太远你看这几个博士啊跑得比我们更远啊
so,
我们没有借口可以原谅自己对不对
so, there is no excuse that it's because we cannot come to church because it was we live too far because we see that the Magi how far the Magi have traveled
所以我们看这几个博士他们就是愿意付代价愿意坚持来到看耶稣基督
so we can see that the Magi were willing to sacrifice they were willing to persevere
第三件事情这几个博士他们乐意遵从主的吩咐。
The third point is that we see the Magi are willing to obey God's will.
我们看见耶稣就降生这件事情，也许如果对研究圣经的人都会晓得，对不对？
When the birth of Jesus, for those who study the Bible, would know.
当你看见博士研究天文学，还有耶路撒冷的祭司文士研究圣经
，So we see that the Magi studied the cosmos, while the high priests and the scholars studied the law, the Judea law.
我们看见他们两个完全不同的表现。
We saw both their expression and the reactions quite different.
这几个博士真心去寻求，不辞路途遥远。
We see that the perseverance of the Magi.
也不知道在耶稣在耶路撒冷的某个地方。
They didn't know where Jesus was.
但是当他问到文士的时候，记得降生在什么地方。
But if you recall that when the scholars or the high priests were asked, they
他们马上就可以回答说降生在伯利恒里面，看见吗
？They already knew that the new king was born in Bethlehem.
那是很大的差别。
This is quite a contrast.
祭司文士跟这几个博士在属灵的追求方面呢，应该很大的分别了。
You can see that the spiritual drive of the Magi are quite different from those of the priests and the scholars.
这些文士祭司明知道基督降生在伯利恒，你问他，他就不用翻考圣经，基督降生在伯利恒，马上就知道了。
So the high priests and the scholars did not open the Bible. They already knew that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
却没有去敬拜他。
Yet they did not come to worship him.
这几个博士从老远的地方，东方波斯的地方，跑到耶路撒冷，目的渴慕耶稣基督，要敬拜耶稣基督。
And yet the Magi traveled all the way from the east, from Persia, to come worship Jesus.
那真是很大的分别。
This is the contrast.
一个是真正敬畏神。来乐意遵循主道的人呢、啊，他们真的有渴慕的心来敬拜耶稣基督。
They really, they are really sincere and quite and persevere and they persevere to worship God.
他们不是头脑上的知识。
They are not scholars.
那是在生命上真正的追求。
But they pursue the spiritual king.
这给我们一个很大的提醒的。
This gives us something to learn from.
今天我们看见，我们知道耶稣就降生不一定是在十二月二十五号，对不对啊？
We understand that Jesus isn't exactly born on December 25th.
也许是一月初，也许十二月尾，我们不晓得，对不对？
Some people would say it's in January, and some would say it's in February.
但是总之有个日子当中，我们这是。基督耶稣纪念他降生日子，对不对？
We chose a day to remember him and worship him.
想念到他来到这世界上，要拯救我们离开罪恶的捆绑。
Remember him when he comes into this world to redeem us.
离开死亡的威胁。
He redeemed us from the threat of death.
叫人给人真正的平安、盼望和喜乐。
He gave us life, and he gave us hope and joy.
相反的，今天有很多人呢、啊，很多人。
And yet there are many people.
他们知道庆祝圣诞节里面没有基督在里面的。
They celebrate Christmas without Christ.
甚至他们做很大的广告，很大的牌子这样说。
They put up signs and billboards saying.
No Christ.
No Christ. 没有耶稣。
没有耶稣基督。
No Christ.
把个很定的牌钉在那边，对不对？圣诞节里面如果没有基督，我们庆祝就没有意思了，对不对
？But if we celebrate Christmas without Christ, it will be utterly meaningless.
这是无神、不相信神、无神主义人的想说，没有耶稣基督。
These are the concept of those who do not believe in Jesus Christ.
实际上，基督已经来到世界上，对不对？
But we know Jesus has come to this world.
他真的能够。带给我们真正的平安和喜乐的。
He can bring us peace and joy.
第四件事情。
Number four.
这几个博士啊，从老远地方，他们带了一些礼物来见耶稣基督，对不对？
The Magi brought treasures and gifts for Jesus.
你看这个第十一节告诉我们，对不对？
If you look at verse 11.
夫妇拜了小孩子，掘开宝盒。那黄金末药为礼物献给耶稣。
It says, then they opened the treasures and presented him with gifts.
我不知道今天圣诞节送礼物是不是根据这里讲说圣诞节要送礼物，是不是这个意思？我不晓得，对不对？
I'm not sure if this is the basis of giving during Christmas time.
但是我们知道这些礼物对耶稣基督真正是有用处的，为耶稣所预备的。
So we know, but we know they prepared this.Gifts just for Jesus Christ.
也许对耶稣的整个家庭，肉身的家庭是有帮助的。
They could be of a great help or great use for the Jesus family.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为当希律王要杀婴孩的时候啊，耶稣这个家庭里面啊，跟他肉身的母亲、父亲就逃难逃到埃及去了。
So we know that when Herod wanted to kill all the children.Jesus' family, Joseph and Mary, they escaped to Egypt.
也许耶稣的家庭，约瑟和玛利亚，就变卖这些东西，在埃及可以生活，短暂的生活。
So it's very possible that Joseph and Mary could sell these gifts and survive in Egypt.
也许这是上帝为他们预备逃难的时候所需要的路费，对不对？
So these are gifts that God had prepared for them during their escape.
所以我们看都是，我们看这条，我们看这事情，神都预备得很好了，对不对？
So we see God had prepared quite well for them.
啊，再看最后十二节告诉我们说。
Verse 12 also tells us.
他们敬拜耶稣基督以后啊，在梦中被主指示，叫他们不要回去见叙利亚了。
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod,
在危险的光景当中，圣灵神提醒他们不要去见叙利亚。
During this time of danger, God warned them not to go back to see Herod.
如果你把耶稣告诉他在什么地方，伯利恒的一个地方，在那边一个小小的房子里面，叙利亚就可能马上行动去杀害这个婴孩。
Had they revealed where Jesus was, Herod would likely come and kill the child.
然后耶稣基督救恩的计划，要上十字架的计划，就怎么样，就成功，看到吗
？So Jesus' plan to die for us on the cross will be defeated.
这也是撒旦魔鬼的计划，破坏神的计划。
We know this is Satan's plan too to defeat Jesus Christ to save us.
结果这几个博士，上帝指示他们走了新的道路。
So God told these magi to take a new route going home.
所以我们相信一件事情呢。
So this is one thing we believe in.
如果你每一天来到神的面前，每个礼拜来到神的面前敬拜上帝的话，
every day or every week you come before God to worship Him.
我相信上帝的话能够在我们心中做工，对不对？
His word will work in our hearts.
他的话能够改变我们的生命。
His word will change our lives.
能够指示我们一个又新又活的一条道路。
And it will direct us to a new route.
这条道路是有盼望的，有喜乐的。
And this route will lead us to happiness and peace.
虽然有困难，
Whatever difficulty you're having,
但是有主的同在，
God will always be with you.
有主所赐的平安。
God will give you peace.
所以我们看见圣灵指示我们走的道路啊，神与我们同在。
So you can see that the path that the Holy Spirit led us we have God with us.
我们真的求主帮助我们。
我们 ask God to help us.
我常常说，当我们遇到难处的时候啊
，I always say when we are facing difficulties,
不要老是看那个难处，真的。
Don't always look at the problem.
如果你老是看到难处，你就看不到耶稣基督。
If you always look at the problem, then you will never see Jesus Christ.
你要看耶稣基督。
You have to look up to Jesus Christ.
真的不要看环境。
Don't look at your environment.
你要在神的面前迫切祷告，胜过这个外来的影响、外来的环境。
With Christ, you can overcome all these difficulties.
这样我们天路就走得好。
That we can walk in the path to heaven.
也许你看到黑云满天的时候啊。
When you look at cloudy skies,
你看不到阳光。
You won't see the sunshine.
当你看到黑云的时候，
When you see the dark clouds,
你会觉得哎，很有点哀愁的感觉。
You feel depressed or down.
要下大雨了。
Maybe it will rain.
你的发动机准备好了没有？发动机 generator.
Oh, have you prepared your generators?
所以你会担心，对不对
？You will be very worried.
但是黑云之上你看到阳光，看到吗
？But above the dark clouds are sunshine. Is sunshine.
也许这个黑云吹到大西洋去了，对不对
？And the dark clouds will blow over.
所以你看这件事情，我们真是要仰望神啊。
So in everything, we should look up to God.
所以这几个博士敬拜上帝之后啊，就圣灵指示他们。带领他们走条又新又活又蒙福的道路。
So the magi, when they worship God, they were given a new way of life.
我们求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们每一天敬拜神。
May we trust and worship God every day.
我们亲近神。
May we stay closer to God.
神与我们同在。
May He be with us.
虽然有困难。
Although we may have.
但我们相信。
But we shall believe.
靠着耶稣基督的帮助，
through Jesus Christ,
我们可以胜过这些难处。
We can overcome everything.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们请弗兰西斯。
Dear Heavenly Father, although we thank you for the lesson we learned today, although we have heard this lesson many times, but the truth of the lesson is always new. It's always something refreshing. It's always something we can learn from, that we can have hope and life with you. We can look up to Jesus Christ because he has been born and he shall be with us as long as we walk with him. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.